Stand-up paddleboarding was first introduced to the lower 48 states in 2006. That's when Todd Bradley first came to the Outdoor Retailer Show with three other men from Hawaii to launch the sport, which is similar to surfing, only it can be done on any body of water.
People thought we were nuts. And we got a few people on the lake demo, and they thought it was pretty neat and liked the kind of feel of it and the exercise of it. And more people started to get infectious with it. And since then, it's just been growing and growing. And as you can see, it's turned into the largest and quickest growing paddle sport in the industry.
Since then, the Outdoor Industry Association has recognized how much of an impact paddleboarding has made in the industry and made Bradley a part of its board. Bradley says no matter where the country is going financially, the outdoor market isn't going anywhere but up.
I had my stockbroker call me 2 days ago to tell me what he was doing with my stock because the market was dropping. And I said, you know, Wall Street really needs to come to Salt Lake and see what's going on because I don't know what they're seeing, but I'm seeing the biggest explosion in the outdoor industry. So I don't know where this bad economy is coming from, but nobody told us.
Adam Cumming is a sales director for Imagine Surf. He is also in the business of paddle sports and agrees with Bradley that it's not slowing down.
The reason why we got into paddleboarding is every paddleboard we sell allows someone the opportunity to get on the water, and then they will then in turn buy other accessories like wetsuits and life jackets and booties and hats and sun protection gear. So this is the vehicle to get people on the water. It just generates sales within the industry and also gets people outdoors. Fairly inexpensive.
The 2011 Outdoor Retailer Summer Market drew more than 25,000 retailers, manufacturers, and suppliers to Salt Lake City. Organizers say it had a direct economic impact of more than $23 million for the city. I'm Jessica Gale, KCPW News.